Okay, Simon Gimel and Hagos Beis Akise. So this is the same Yesodos and Simon Beis, the idea of Tznius by men, by women, really. The idea of Tznius that we're talking about here is the idea of Al Yomar Hinani Bechadri Chador Miroani Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moloch Al Haaretz Kvodo. A person has to have a certain sense of dignity, of self-respect, because he's never alone. Even if you want to let down your guard and act with a certain hefkeros, a lightheadedness, or kalos rosh, when you're alone, but you're never really alone. That awareness of the Bir Halacha brings down here in the beginning of Siman Gimel that the midas atznius is a mitzvah saseh diaraisa. He brings down, and it's via machnecha kadosh is the source, and then the idea of machnecha kadosh is also shvitzer shem l'naki summit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always part of your machne. Okay, so there, but the kisei was kisos, but the kisei was different than ours, of course, and many of the dinim will reflect that. We'll see. Sheikonis lebeis kisei yomer eskadu mechubadim. The chulu, there's a whole formula to say you're talking to the malachim that are malavi you, so you're saying basically, wait for me, I'll be right out. So the Mishnah Berurah says, kenonu muchzokum liyuei shemayim, sha'am malachim malavin olsonu, shenavakshem sheyamtinu aleinu achenetze. It's considered inappropriate. Like, but the Aruch HaShulchan says, of course we have malachim being malavi us. That's a Gemara, there's so many... There's so many sources that everybody has malachim being malavim. He says, the Chazulah says, we're not aware of it. And if you say, wait for me till I come out, so it's you are raw, because you're exhibiting that you have an awareness of the presence of malachim. And that's what's ludicrous. Okay. The Shabura Taka says, we don't have them malavim also. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah will sing Shalom Aleichem. I don't know. Sit base. Yeitzanua bebeis hakisei. That's tznius. You know, when you're taking a bath, a shower, obviously you are megala yourself. Here it's not necessary, so you don't do it. They didn't have like we have it, so that they would have like an outhouse, just playing in the field. So you don't do it together. It's not something. It's private. It's a private matter. Not, you know, it's not like what's wrong. Let it all hang out. It's only societal mores that make you think there's something wrong. That's not reflective of halacha, of Jewish philosophy. It's private. It's something that's not sanua to do with others. It's not. So that's it. So that's also. It's not sneistic. You don't let it all hang out. You don't talk in the bathroom when you be, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Close the door. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't, you're not megali yourself at sheyeshev, and you don't get up kshu megula. Be a sneistic as is practical, as is normal, as is possible. It's not like it's. Don't prance around because there's no one watching you. That's what they used to do. They were afraid, whether of mazikin, of animals, of robbers. They were out in the open. It was outside the city. It was outside the inhabited areas. People wouldn't walk around where they had their iron houses. You don't do it in a place where someone could see you naked or see you uncovered. To actually be there when you're being mefaneh, osar filu hamishto, ach im katan shem bodas mutu likanes, which sometimes indeed is necessary when you're babysitting or something. So a katan shem bodas mutu likanes. Well, you what? For urinating, l'chayra, it's mashma, then it's okay. That's the mashmos. Lo yadaber. Vimu l'tzorach godol ef shemutol adaber kol zman sheinifne adayim. Avol be'eish sheinifne af l'tzorach godol osur. It's not sneistic, it's just not, it's inappropriate. Not dignified. You know, there's a yesod that many say, I saw it in Shamsham for Hirsch, many say it, I'm not sure who was the first, that many times the Torah writes a din in its most extreme chiddushtik context, and you're supposed to extrapolate to normal contexts. For example, it says the chiyuvim a person has to his wife, it says in the context of marrying your maid. So you're supposed to say to yourself, even if I married a maid, I have obligations. Kosh came to a regular wife. Or Kveis Baltashchis, it says in the context of Mulchama. Now Mulchama, you're destroying everything in sight. Right? But you have to pull back and say, wait a second, there's a fruit tree, I can get the job done just as well if I cut down that a fruit tree. And all around you people are killing and destroying and this, because it's Mulchama. So, and that's where the Torah says Baltashchis. So you're supposed to like, oh, so like Baltashchis is really a serious thing. That's the way the Torah writes. The Torah writes sometimes dinim, many times the Torah writes dinim in extreme situations so that you should extrapolate how important it is. So you extrapolate. So here also like Vayu Machnecha Kadosh, the whole idea of being tzenu of Beis Akise, and then you do it mechutz l'machane. It's not something. Something private, it's something you don't just do. It's also said in Mulchama, when people are really very animalistic. Right? I don't know if anybody here has ever fought in a Mulchama, but it's poshut that you become like an animal. I mean, you kill, you want to survive. You undergo a whole. It's really a very severe matzav being in a Mulchama. And even there, the Torah says, you know, you're being mefaneh. Go michutz l'machaneh, vayu machnecha kadosh. Make sure you cover up after yourself. So that's also one of these cases. So here also, you know, it's private. You don't go michutz l'machaneh. That was what we said. The tova of the mon, because if they had to be mefana, they would have to go michutz l'machaneh, and they had a long walk. So one of the tovas of the mon was that they didn't have to be. There was no need to be mefana. Afal tzarach godol osur v'miyashul lisker es adeles. You know, you can't appreciate this, but I grew up in the 60s when the yesod of society became that everything you think is public and undignified and inappropriate to do publicly, go do it publicly. Badafka. Like, why not? And that was like the whole breakdown of society was with that yesod. And Torah teaches you, mamish, not like that. That there are things that are private, that self-dignity and self-respect demands that you don't do things that are inappropriate to be done publicly. You don't do it publicly. And that's where tznius comes from. You know, that's the whole idea of tznius, of uncovering your body. You know, we think of it, oh, a woman has to be tzanua because someone might look at her and be over an issa. It's not really not, it's not that. Tznius is an inner mida of self-respect, of dignity, of things are private. You don't go prancing around showing things out publicly. But with a woman, it's more blatant. But with a man, all of these dinim are all, these are all tznius things that we're learning now. And it's true in dress also by a man. And in the Hilchos Beis Akisei and the Halachos and Siman Beis are all the same yesod. That dignity, a person has to, a person is not an animal. A person has to have dignity, self-respect. There are certain things that are not done publicly, and so on and so forth. Okay. That's like the yesod of these two simonim. If things look funny and you don't do them, and should I do them, you're going to ask me. I guess you should try to do them. Do your best. That's the yesod of life, I always say. You do your best, that's all. I don't want to minimize Chalila what we're learning in Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Brura, but I want to get over. It's not Isurim per se. It's not like it's Usur. Like objective, absolute Isurim. It very well could shift. You know, we saw in the Mishnah Brura, you know, you have to put on your socks under the covers. I mean, I'm not going to say you don't have to, but you know, to us, we don't understand. To us, that's not particularly tsanua, I don't think. I mean, I feel safe in saying that I don't think to us that's a lack of tznius to uncover your feet. So that's okay. There will be societal mores to determine what tznius is. Okay, then there are objective, you know, makomos hamachusim baguf has certain objective standards too. That's the Gemara in Brachos learns out from Sukkim. Shok b'isha, this, that, seyer b'isha, there's certain things that are objectively necessary. Okay, so beishin ifni, you shouldn't talk. V'miyev shalisker ha'delos v'shacharot z'lichmes, so don't talk, but just, you know, cough, make a noise. Yimcharu z'alos evel ha'yedaveru. Rakanoshim kshehokos v'beizakitze ha'kavu alarabim k'mo beizakitze shebesadda b'yemeyim, they have outhouses. Or b'chatzar beis haknesses b'medinos elu, they also have outhouses. Hiskinu chachomim, the special takanos chazal sheyu mesaprazun, so they specifically should talk so that people should know women are there and they shouldn't approach. Because they sheish makolim mibachutz v'lo yichonis ish l'shom v'yisyachei limoen. U'mash makitzah shom din echnosos gam kem b'shtayim b'beis hakisei. Again, you know, there's differing values. You have to make a judgment call. Which value is gover over what? Okay, Siv Gimel. Emreitzel l'mashmeish b'fiyat tabaz b'tzror or b'kisam. That's what they used to use to poke around in order to, I don't know, to open the bowels. L'ftoach mekovov. Yemashmeish kodim sheyeshev. So I don't know, it could be, it's begoli also. Even though he just said don't be begoli before you yoshev. L'chayre, this is when he's uncovered. I don't think they did it through the cover. So the Teretz is, if it's necessary, you do it. Would I bring a raya from here that if it's necessary, you could? Yeah, I guess I would. Yimash mishkodim sheyeshev, below yimash mishakha sheyeshev, they should kosher l'kshofim. Kosher l'kshofim doesn't mean it makes kshofim hard. It means it makes kshofim easy. In case you're wondering why everybody's worried about things that are kosher l'shikchum, they should welcome things that are kosher l'shikchum. It means kosher l'shikchum. Well, you got la'atzol kima la'achrav tefach. Don't uncover yourself unnecessarily. This is a rule of thumb. It's not like a kazayas of matzah that you have to measure. It's a rule of thumb. That's all. However, how much you need to. Kimbala Akrift, I'm trying to make it palatable. The point is to understand that you're sold. You may be less than a tefach. If you feel a tefach is too much, so then you have to do less than a tefach. It works both ways. It could be things that you know, and every person in life is different, you know. There are people that are more dignified, and they have more of a chiyuv to appear dignified. The idea that I don't want to say a rav, because say a Rosh Hashiva, maybe he shouldn't go jogging. No, people shouldn't see him jogging. It's not dignified. I mean, that's also part of tznius. As you raise your level of your station in life, so you have a chiyuv to be as tzniustic as the situation requires. Again, dignified self-respect. That's what? If it becomes accepted, then it very well might be okay, but sometimes society gets so degraded that it dips below a certain point, and you have to know which society. Goyish society? You're talking about Jewish society that's copying the Goyim? So what? Right, but I mean, I feel, you know, in certain cities, in certain states, in certain parts of the world, a rav would be expected to go, like, you know, There are Rabbanim in San Francisco also. In California, you're not going to jog in this convention if you don't go jogging. I imagine that's how it works. It depends where you are. I'm sure a Rav in California is expected to go jogging. Huh? I was never in California. Was I ever in California? I don't think I was ever in California in my life. Okay. In Rota Lamashmesh Mafia Tabasa, we said, yeah. In many a holy panos, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yelech Arba'amos, V'yeshev, V'yamot, V'yeshev. These are eitzes. You can take a laxative also, you know. Achi Yiponem. Or Yaseach Daitim Midvarim Acherim, V'lo Yiponem Ba'amido. That is L'chayra also Tzniyus thing. That's also Hilchus Tzniyus. Siv David lo yigal atzum ki miliachrav tefach umalafonav tefachayim velo yosem mishum tzniyus umalafonav tefachayim demidok shu udochik asatzum ulegdoilim ubali dektanim vetzarek tefachayim mishum kiluach meiraglayim hanitzun the meirachok. You don't need barely anything if you're doing katanim standing up, so there's no reason for any giloy at all barely. Vabach kosov denochon lahachmer shir gam alafonav rak tefach velo skimu imu harbe meachronim. Because that's really gross. You're laughing. Go to New Orleans. Go see what's doing there. You know? Go see. One of the things, you know, I'm not comparing the two because it's not really comparable. But when all the people converged onto Kfar Maimon, one of the things that were very striking that they said afterwards is that you had all these people all of a sudden this very small area and how clean they kept it. And how everybody gave the other people had privacy and like it was very clean. Everybody cleaned up after themselves. And there was nothing like, I remember reading reports that make a point of talking about how they kept tznius and nikius to a remarkable degree for so many people all of a sudden converging into a very, very small area, relatively speaking. Okay. Sif hey, in nifne b'mokom begula she'em bo mechitzos in an open field, yichavin she'yupon of l'dorom va'achor of l'tzofon o ipcha. I will be mizrach lemayir of Asur. Ulahakul mayim b'cholin yin shari. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on Sifhei. Megula avul b'chotzer b'cholin yin shari in an enclosed area. Ken kotzwa b'tishu mokan avam avul atas iskim ma'ari abuav the b'chotzer gamkin also b'emtza ha'chotzer if you're exposed in the chotzer. Bein mizrach lemayir. The lo megula hu b'osumokom im lo shemekar batzum l'sarachel mi'haksolim where you're considered to be covered, so to speak, by the walls. Okay, that's what it says by Ushar Achronim? Okay, look, the Shagas Aryeh was Ushar Achronim too. Okay, thank you. Shein bo mechitzus. Avel miyesh bo mechitzus afilu rak mechitzu achat atzad mayrov. Yeshay b'tzad ha-mechitza b'somuchlo. Dainu ha-kuponim b'tzad ha-ramas. D'achor of l'marav klapi ha-mechitza v'nifne shom. If you buy a kaisel. Heinem ha-kosel b'mizrach. Yoshay b'somuchlo d'achor of l'mizrach. V'yesh machmirim b'zev n'shapru l'shalafonu b'l'tzad mayro ha-shchina b'mayro v'mokum shev shetov l'achmir. You're talking about if you're in an open area.
Yeah.
We'll go into that more next time, Bali Nether and Sifhei. In Sif Vav, rather. Right now, so we're saying if you're a Mokum Magula Bechlal, you shouldn't be. If you're a Mokum Magula, you shouldn't be Mizrach Meir. Oh, ipcha the yeshomim to ipcha lo the tovli zor b'zeh. Okay, it's really not negaya us. I mean, I guess it is if you're on a camping trip. You're on a camping trip, so you should go dorim and tzofon. If you're being nifle. I guess, yeah. I mean, I guess it's very shy. So there is a chumrah not to go achor of ledorom upon of letzafon. What?
If you're in the north, there is hope. So it's south.
What?
I think, when
it's mentioned, because Shechina B'Marov, I think it is totally in the Medina. Like here, by Mizrach L'Mayim Shechina, Shechina Shara B'Marov. And I'll be Mayan, I'll have more of a clear answer next time. I mean, I know for sure it's machlok. I don't have a hachro. I mean, the achronim talk about it. About if it's totally where you are in Ruchos HaOlam or not. I don't have time. Okay. I'll have a more clear answer next time.